USA Radio News.
A 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit Anchorage, Alaska today, leaving a lot of damage in its path. Steve Strait is a CEO and owner of KEDI, which is a USA Radio News affiliate. He shares what happened when he was on the air.
The studios just began shaking uncontrollably. Fortunately, I was in a chair. Much of the equipment fell on the just fell off shelves, walls, even though it's secured for earthquakes. And there was the initial earthquake went on for about a minute, to where you could barely stand up. The building shaking violently. Stepped outside. There were flashes. It was still dark at that time. Snow on the ground. Flashes of light in the darkness of transformers popping off.
The Dow finished the week up 200 points to close at 25,538. This is USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And, for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo Steam Train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play, and they can actually learn to code, because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
President Trump is in Argentina today for the G20 summit. The president is optimistic about his meeting tomorrow with the Chinese president.
We'll be meeting with China, as you know, yes. We'll be meeting tomorrow, and we've already spoken, and we're working very hard. If we could make a deal, that would be good.
A former mayor and current governor are launching an initiative to fight the nation's opioid epidemic. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Announcing their initiative in the Friday edition of USA Today, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and current Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf say they're committing $50 million to help as many as 10 states hit hardest by the epidemic, including Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's drug overdose rate is nearly double the national average, with more than 5,400 deaths last year. The money from Bloomberg Philanthropies will help states focus on cutting down overprescribing opioids, improving access to treatment, and expanding the availability of life-saving drugs for people who do overdose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
8-year-old Asher Jones of Utah was on vacation with his family in the Bahamas when they went on an excursion to swim with nurse sharks, who were allegedly assured to be safe to swim with. Asher ended up getting bitten by a shark. He shares his story on ABC's Good Morning America.
We were in the Bahamas, and one of the stops were to swim with nurse sharks. There was one at my feet, and I jumped over it, and then another one came up behind me and went. At first, I thought it was my dad pretending, and then I was like, nope, my dad's flesh. Then, absolute pain. And my sister was screaming, I want to get out, I want to get out.
It's fine, it's fine.
I want to get out, I want to get out. My dad pulled it off, he picked me up, he brought me to the ladder. Like, adults were, like, climbing up the ladder before me, and I was like, really, guys?
Asher and his family, they're doing all right now. What National Geographic said is those fish, for the most part, they are harmless, except when they're eating or when they're defending their own turf. So keep that in mind if you're ever swimming with the sharks that they say are safe and you're in the Bahamas. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.